Right, go. What's this one called?
Naughty Fairies, Naughty Friend. New Friend.
New Friend, alright, get cracking.
The naughtiest fair ever fairy sat on at her kitchen table and
cried.
Sulked. I want someone to play with, she said. Someone naughty and fun, just like me. And then she had an idea. If she wanted a friend, she could make one.
Oh,
she was a fairy after all. Brilliant, she cried, filling through her book of spells. Whoops! She cried as she knocked the wall bag off. Pepper in her bowl. Oh, never mind, she waved her magic wand over the mixture
and said, woohoo!
There stood the naughty fairy's new friend. The new naughty fairy cheered. Excellent. Another naughty fairy just like her. The new naughty fairy cheered. Let's have some fun. Fantastic!
What next, Harry?
The two fairies peered through the window where old Miss Munched was reading her to her class. The new naughty fairy waved her wand. I can't be much naughtier than that, said the new naughty fairy, as they flew past the village school. Kapow! Homework! Homework. And the most fierce dinosaur of all, she said, was The teacher Rex, she roared, crushing her huge jaws together. Teacher Rex. Cried the children. The Teachersaurus Rex chased them out in the playground. That was brilliant, laughed the new naughty fairy. When they got home, I'm the naughtiest fairy ever. No, I'm the naughtiest fairy ever, said the naughty fairy. No, you're the silliest fairy ever. Oh, yes, said the naughty fairy, stamping her foot. I'm not playing with you anymore. Then I'll make new friends, said the naughty fairy. Grabbing the naughty fairy's bowl of magic mix. She rushed outside. Watch this, she cried, waving her magic wand. Pop, there was another fairy. Pop, and then another fairy.
Uh-oh.
Pop, and one, I want a new friend. Pop, and the naughty fairy made a new friend until pop, 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 pop. This, said the naughty fairy, is the salt of too much pepper. Stop. They made the grass turn blue and the sky green. Oh, but the fairies kept on appearing, and each new fairy was beginning very, very naughty.
Is it beginning?
Being very, very naughty. They made the grass turn blue and the sky green. Hills wobbled like jelly, and the clouds rained ink.
Yeah.
Rats as big as a cat chased dogs that hopped like frogs. Soon everything was a terrible muddle. Stop, yelled the naughty fairy. Enough. After all of this, enough. But each time she made a fairy disappear, a new fairy
materialized.
How on earth am I going to stop them? She cried when... Oh,
wait. Have you turned over two pages? Yeah. There you go.
Watch out below the sky.
Called the
giant falling from the sky. As the spell wore off, crash, the giant landed in a cloud of pink peppery magic dust. Ouch! Kazam! All naughty fairies disappeared, all except the naughty ever fairy. Well done, giant, she gasped. You're a hero. Oh, it was nothing, sneezed the giant through a fog of pepper.
No. Say that again.
Fog of pepper. Dust. Ouch.
No. A-chew.
A-chew. Now I think I can take a well-earned rest, sighed the naughty fairy, making her way indoors. Achoo, 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 achoo.